of the disappearance of His Divine Grace Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born in Bir Nagar in Nadia district of West Bengal. Seventh son of Raja Krishna Damna Datta, great devotee of Lord Nityananda. His family was a materialistic family, but he was like Prahlad. He made the purified his family. They didn't respect Vaishnavism in the family, that they gave him the name Kedarnath. His maternal grandfather, Mustafi Mahasaya, had a mansion in Bir Nagar. It's a big two-story mansion. I saw it in British big columns. At that time, the environment was quite opulent. He learned English at the English school in Krishnanagar. When he was only 11 years old, his father died. There was a grant of land. They were Jamindars, Rajas. But when his father died, then that land was given to some other Jamindar. So their wealth changed to poverty. During that time, I remember that he went to Orissa. He has relatives in Orissa, and he was studying over there. And so sometime he spent in Bengal, sometime in Orissa. When he was 12 years old, he got married. It was the system in 1850. The wife was 5 years old. Madhusudan Mitra. So they get married, but they won't live together until they grow up. The system was they would be married ahead of time. Then he was educated in very good English. He learned the art of writing in correct English. He used to help in proofreading manuscripts submitted to the newspaper. He attended Calcutta High School. Some Muslim soothsayer got sick in Calcutta, went back to Bir Nagar, said Bir Nagar would become empty and deserted, and that Kedarnath Datta will be recognized as a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Then he entered into college, wrote extensively in Bengali as well as English. He lectured in both the languages. He taught speech making to a person who later became a well-known orator in the British Parliament. He wrote an English epic called The Purayat, which the two books describe the life of Porus, who met Alexander the Great. His paternal grandfather, Raja Vallabhadatta, was in Orissa. So he visited all the monasteries and temples in Orissa. So he had to figure out how to make money. He decided against being a businessman because the merchants had to do dishonest things just to do their business. So he became a school teacher. He established a school for English in Kendrapara, in Chuttigram in Orissa. Became a pioneer in English teaching in the state. He went to Puri, passed his teacher exam, got a teacher's post in Cuttack school, and became headmaster of a school in Bhadrak and then Madinipura. His work was noted by the school board authorities. In Bhadrak, his first son, Ananda Prasad Ashutananda, was born in 1860. He published a book there in English that described all the ashrams and temples in the state. This book received favorable mention in the work called Orissa by British historian Sir William Hunter. Hunter praised Kedarnath Datta's moral and religious mixed character. If somebody can find this book of all the ashrams and temples of Orissa by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that would be very interesting. How many would like to read that? Yeah. We'd all like it. At this time, our headmaster of Madinipura High School, Kedarnath Datta, studied all the religious sects and philosophies and came to the conclusion that the only real religion that had been established was that of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at least in Bengal. Unfortunately, his Moha was not well represented. Kedarnath Datta could not even get a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita, despite all his efforts. His first wife died, so he married again in 1961. Then he accepted the post of deputy magistrate in the government of Bengal. He became the collector after seeing the corruption of the government workers. He established an organization called Bhatri Samaj. Then he was posted in Chapra, in Bihar. At that time, he became fluent in Persian and Urdu. He supported the rights of tea gardeners, of tea workers, against tea gardeners who were making unjust demands. He went to Purnia, then Dinajpur. He read the Chaitanya Charitamrita again and again. His faith that developed in Krishna consciousness. He wrote a book about, published a song called Satchidananda Premalankara. Well, he was deputy magistrate and governor of Bengal in Dinajpur. He gave a Bhagavatam treatise on the Srimad Bhagavatam. He was like this. There was a ghost in one place, a banyan tree. So he engaged Pandit Ramabai, a famous girl scholar, to read the Srimad Bhagavatam under the tree. After 1 month, the tree crashed to the ground. Many people found faith in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The tree got rid of a ghost that was changing people. Then he was made the first administrator of Jagannath Puri Temple. Visakhi Sena was a bogus yogi who faced him, cut off the yoga, and then entered. That was a long situation. 1 year went by. The bogus yogi was claiming to be an avatar of Krishna. So he invited this guy, bogus yogi, "Why don't you come and see Jagannath?" He said, "Why should I see Jagannath? He's a hunk of wood. I am Param Brahma living." After saying that, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur arrested him, brought him to Puri, put him in jail. But he got prosecuted because this Visakha Sena was also saying to throw the British. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's point was that he was claiming to be a bogus avatar, but he could use the law because he was at that time claiming to throw the British over. Then that Visakha Sena cursed Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his family to die. The trial lasted 18 days. Thousands of people gathered outside demanding this yogi's freedom, release. Bhaktivinoda's second daughter became very sick and almost died. Hiranandata knew it was the power of the yogi word. He remarked, "Yes, let us all die, but this rascal must be punished." The very next day in court, the yogi announced he'd shown his power and would show much more. He suggested that Hiranandata should release him at once or face worse miseries. On the last day of the trial, Hiranandata himself became ill from high fever and suffered exactly as his daughter had done for one whole day. But Hiranandata pronounced the man guilty and sentenced him to 18 months for political conspiracy. When BK was being ready for jailing, one Dr. Walter, the district medical officer, cut off all the yogi's hair. The yogi drew power from his long hair. He had eaten and drinking during the whole trial, so that he fell to the floor like a dead man and had to be taken by stretcher to jail. After 3 months, he was moved to the central jail of Mindapur, where he took poison and died. Studied Srimad Bhagavatam, Satsandarbha. So like this. So today is his disappearing. He went to back to Bengal, took initiation. So many things. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is many of the songs we sing are written by him. So that before noon at Puri, he left his body in 1914. So how many years now?
91. 91. 91.
his remains are put at Godram. His daily schedule, he'd take rest at 7:30 to 8 p.m. He'd get up at 10 p.m. after 2 hours of rest. He'd write until 4 a.m. Take rest again till 4:30 for half hour. He'd watch and chant japa till 7. Write letters till 7:30. Read till 8:30. Receive guests. Or read more until 9:30. Take rest for 15 minutes. Take his morning bath. Go to court at 9:55. He'd wear a coat and pants with double side tulsi neck beads and tilak. He was very strong in his decisions. He would decide immediately. He would not allow any humbug in his court. No upstart could stand before him. He would shave his head monthly. He never allowed harmonium. He never had any debts. At 10 o'clock the court began. At 1 p.m. the court finished. He'd go home, take bath, refresh, return to office after 1 hour. Then from 5 o'clock he'd translate works from Sanskrit to Bengali. He'd be with his family from 6 till 8. So his day was completely scheduled out. He spoke Bengali, Sanskrit, English, Latin, Urdu, Persian, and Oriya. 7 languages. Started writing books at age 12. Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki.
Yay!
There's a book written, there's a newsletter written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Godrup Kalpatavi. And part 3 of that talks about different things. So I want to read some parts of part 3 and give some commentation. This was basically his Namahata newsletter. How many issues? We have 5 issues. 3-4 issues that we got, but how many were published we don't know. Maybe there's more, but this is something to be researched. Issue 3 states, all the employees of Sri Sri Namahata are hereby humbly requested to send the publisher of the Godrum Kalpatavi the details of any function or relevant news regarding pure Vaishnava Dharma, Vaishnava festivals, Harinam festivals, the disappearance days of pure Vaishnavas, any exceptional Vaishnava activities, ancient or new, and all similar improvements should be sent in detail. So, having a newsletter is something authorized by our acharyas. And he gives here the details, what kind of news are suitable for a Vaishnava newsletter. All kinds of news about Vaishnava Dharma, about worship of Krishna, devotional service, news about Vaishnava festivals. There's so many festivals in the year. Today is a little festival, someone visiting a festival. Janmashtami, Radhastami. So all these festivals, what happens, it's good to give some news about it. Harinam festivals. People can share their experiences and Namahatma meanings. Highlights can be put into a newsletter also. Disappearance days of pure Vaishnavas. If any devotee passes away, either past acharyas or our present devotees, we can write something about those devotees also. Translations going on. Who's the translating today? Your translator? Malayalam. Hindi? Telugu? Tamil? You're translating? Any exceptional Vaishnava activities is also worthy about being published. So these are the kind of, it's very good for editors of Vaishnava newsletters, and they get so much information, they can take inspiration from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's points here. I'd like to have such a web page with all this kind of information. So he also said the importance of sending your news in, sending your item. Something happened wonderful, something happened interesting, share it. Why keep it to yourself? In the Navhata ministry, we have two newsletters. One is congregational preaching news, comes out every 3 months. The Mathura Desh, they're coordinating the publishing of that. You can send the news. And we have another journal which gives more in-depth studies. Not so much news, a little news, more informational, more training kind of articles. It's for Congregational Development Journal. Then there are so many local journals and local newsletters. Bhaktivinoda Thakur states, why is the sweeper of the Namhatta the signatory of the Godram Kalpatavi's newsletter? Who's the sweeper of the Namhatta newsletter, you know? Namhatta is the marketplace of the holy name. So in the marketplace there's a lot of employees. People that are salesmen, people that are weighing the goods. When you go in a shop, somebody has to weigh the goods. Everything's not done by the shopkeeper. Someone goes to get the stock, maybe it's in a bag up. So there's employees. So there's a sweeper in the market also. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I'm the sweeper. That he's the sweeper. So he's the acharya, so why acharya is taking such a post as a sweeper? Usually people in the material world, they want to post chairman, president, prime minister, something big post, mantri, a member of parliament. But he took post sweeper. Usually people don't want the sweeper post. Even in India, we don't like to be called a sweeper because of the caste and consideration. But he said no. For the marketplace of the holy name, The guru is the sweeper. He does the dirty work. Sweeper has to clean up the dirt in the market. If there's some kind of material contamination entering into the spiritual community, the guru has to clear out such contamination. She is like the sweeper. Also, the sweeper gets the news. Any papers left around by the shopkeepers, he can pick up what's going on. So he keeps informed about everything. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, this is my service, to keep the dirt out of the marketplace, keep it clean. This is a holy marketplace. So he used this analogy in very interesting ways. The Namhata is marketplace of the holy name, where everybody can get the holy name freely by their faith, by their love. We have to avoid offenses, we have to avoid deviations. So that's part of the sweeper's duty, to keep out the contamination. So he's explaining this. As the sweeper daily cleans the market, he finds scattered letters here and there. Whatever he finds written in those letters, he gives to the Saharat Dara to broadcast. Because information comes from the sweeper, the Saharat Dara signs the sweeper's name at the time of publishing. The origin of these bits of information is known by the chief trader there. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai! Yes. So this marketplace chief trader is Nityananda Prabhu. This is Gaur Nitai Mandir. So here, Gaur and Nitai. Gauranga sent Nityananda to be the chief trader in Bengal and spread the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So like this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he signs the newsletter as a sweeper. Pretty humble position he took. Idea is to be a servant. In our Krishna consciousness, the real glory is to be the servant of the servant, Das Anudas. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, although he was a great acharya, he demonstrated how first and foremost he was a servitor of the devotees. His concern was how to keep the devotees protected. Like that, all the spiritual masters and the disciplic succession, and all those who are helping the spiritual masters, they have the duty also to keep the purity of the movement. Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada mentioned that purity is the force. But we get our strength by being spiritually pure. Oh! There's a special note here. Special note. The dalal, the sales agent who brings customers to the trader, was mentioned in the previous issue. These agents are all pure Vaishnavas of our Namahata. Apart from these, there are many well-wishers of the Namahata who are also brokers, but not yet pure Vaishnavas. However, they are assisting the pure Vaishnavas to strengthen the marketplace. Their names shall be entered in the future when they become pure Vaishnavas by the potency of the holy name. They will be mentioned as Namahata employees. Some question came up because he's using this allegory, this example of Namahata on the Namir Hat, marketplace of the Holy Name. So there are over 20 employees, kinds of employees. And one of them is a dalal. But in the material world, dalals or brokers, sometimes they're not, that's not considered also in a good sense. If you tell somebody you're a dalal, then he thinks that you are maybe taken otherwise. But he's explaining here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that these are all spiritual services. Actually, a dalal is someone who brings, say that there's a preacher who has very good understanding about Krishna consciousness, and he can explain everything very nicely. So that means he's got more faith, he's got the goods to give out. However, so someone who understands but may not be able to express himself or herself as well can bring the new devotee to the more experienced devotee to get explained very nicely about Krishna consciousness. So that's a spiritual dalal. He's bringing the customer to the salesperson. But in the material world, the dalal gets a commission agent, he gets a commission. So in the spiritual world, the dalal gets also mercy. But it's spiritual mercy, not material mercy. Material mercy may also be good, but that's not, that's a blessing of Krishna. Not that he's doing it for some material reason. So those who are doing purely out of spiritual reason, they help the customer get the goods. So he's saying they're all pure devotees, part of our sampradaya, part of our Namhatta group. So there are other people who also bring customers to the salespeople. They're also acting like dalal. But maybe they're not yet purely behaving in Krishna consciousness. So he's not reporting their name as authorized sales agent until their standard comes up a bit. So like this, mentioning all these things. So it's very interesting how he uses this example of the market of the Holy Name. Caution. He put a word of caution to everyone. How many of you are employees of the Namhatta? Anyone who preaches Krishna consciousness following the footsteps of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you are Namhatta employees. So how many of you are Namhatta employees? Those who are helping the preachers also are Namhatta employees. How many want to be a Namhatta employee? You get the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur again. You're being humble. He gives a word of caution. The workers of the Namahatta mentioned in the second part should all deal with one another in the mood of true brotherhood. No one should consider another as being less perfect than himself. Just on a tulsi plant, one does not consider the leaves to be more or less pure according to the large or small size. Interesting point. You consider on tulsi if the leaf is big, it's more pure than a small leaf. So some devotee, someone may be bigger or smaller or more educated or less, but if they're pure devotee, they're all pure. So a Vaishnava is not considered high or lower according to his wealth, physical strength, material learning, caste, physical appearance, or age. Consideration of high caste, wealth, family, Vaishnava birth, and subsequent behavior of respect, which is extended, is simply social. and has nothing to do with transcendental life. The consideration of senior and junior amongst God brothers is simply on the basis of how advanced one is in pure devotional service of the Lord. Pure Vaishnavas naturally offer all kinds of respect to other senior Vaishnavas and members in the hereditary family of the Lord or His great devotees, as well as observing matters of Vaishnava etiquette, respecting pure devotees, honoring guests, and respecting others according to the degree of renunciation of material life. Apart from the above mentioned considerations, pure devotees do not make any other distinction of high or low and carefully avoid such. So in other words, we have to treat each other as the members of the devotee community in a sense of brotherhood. We distinguish between social etiquette, where some distinguished material person is given some respect. That's social etiquette. But amongst the Vaishnavas, we consider people according to their advancement in Krishna consciousness. That's how much we give them actual Vaishnava respect. In the religious field, honoring guests, respecting people according to their renunciation, like if they're sannyasis or something. These are natural habits that we do. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's a recognition of spiritual assets. It's just part of our Vaishnava etiquette that we respect the senior Vaishnavas. Someone may be more senior by many calculations, but actually they consider themselves inferior or junior in spiritual knowledge than someone else. There was like Lord Chaitanya had some of his godbrothers, Govinda Das, Dhananjaya Pandit, they were asked by their guru to serve and assist Lord Chaitanya. So because it was the order of the guru, he accepted. I think there's different kinds of etiquette. Otherwise we don't accept service from the guru, godbrothers, normally. So, amongst the devotees, we don't recognize other kinds of high or low. We don't make those distinctions. We all try to serve as a servant of the servant. These are very interesting points. So he would give this kind of guidance in his newsletter to the people. So they would get regular information how to deal with each other. In our Bhakti Viksha, we say that group leader is the servant leader. We want people to have this attitude of a servant. Anyone who knows if you are in some kind of so-called leadership position, what it means is you have to serve the other devotees. We should have that attitude as a servant. of Krishna, servant of the Vaishnavas. Then the service is very satisfying. But if our attitude is, I am the boss, then other people, if they don't listen, then we think that they don't give me their respect. Then we feel some dissatisfaction. But in the material world, that is the mood that's there, right? Everybody expects certain respect. But Lord Chaitanya tells us to Narada, Bhishma, Nityananda, we should be more humble. We shouldn't, Amanina, we should give respect. Amanina. We should not expect to get respect. Since we're just serving as a servant of the servant, if we get respect, we think this mercy of Guru and Krishna. So there's a totally difference. Although they may say the market of the holy name, even he used the market nomenclature, the market titles, like salesmen, dalals, brokers, and so on. But actually the attitude in each of these people is totally different. He's the acharya, he calls himself the sweeper. He puts someone else as the controller of the market. But the chief trader of the market is Nityananda Prabhu. So you get an insight a little bit into the mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was very intelligent, very creative, yet he was also doing this type of grassroots preaching to the common people, as well as to the elite judges, and he had all kinds of preaching. He was an all-rounder. Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki.
Yeah.